Hi, Melanie.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. We understand that Canva is a site that enables designers to do cool projects. I have many friends who are designers. Why should they use online tools rather than their familiar graphic softwares?
So Canva is appropriate for anyone, even if they've had very little design experience. So it makes it very simple to create great presentations, pitch decks, social media graphics, very quickly and easily. So you've got all access to beautiful templates and stock photography and illustrations. And then you can also collaborate online. So it makes the whole process very simple and streamlined.
We know a few guys who are IT geniuses. Some of them have published dozens of papers on computers technology, advanced software, you name it. But they have miserably failed to commercialize their products. Which other traits do you need in order to launch a successful startup, apart from being a nerdy geek?
I think one of the most important things is determination. For me, it has been 10 years since first coming up with the idea and actually seeing the company turn into to grow really quickly. Canva has been launched for almost 3 years now. We have been growing like crazy. So we have over 10 million users across the globe, actually from 179 countries. But it was such a long journey getting Canva off the ground, finding investment. It was 3 years between meeting our first investor and actually landing investment. There was a year of trying to find a technical co-founder. Many, many trials and tribulations along the way, and certainly many challenging challenges. So I think that one of the most important things that you need to succeed is determination, to see all of the problems through and to just keep on persisting even when it doesn't seem like the most logical thing to do, because it's been quite some time.
I forgot to ask you a very important question. Are you a nerdy geek?
I guess you could probably call me a nerdy geek. I prefer to say that I like challenges. I think a lot of people at our company really like challenges and solving them. And I think that's quite a common fabric for entrepreneurs and software engineers, is lacking to solve big problems.
Melanie, what did you study?
I studied communication psychology and commerce, but started my first company 6 months before I graduated, so I'm actually a dropout.
We talked to some Israelis startup in previous programs, and we figured out that they find it quite difficult to translate their success overseas, which is why many of them, like Waze, for example, opted for a $1 billion exit or to be bought by a larger, usually American company. Which tips would you give to an overseas startup that would like to succeed in Australia?
We've been very global from the very early stages. So when we launched, we launched across the globe. We have actually found our biggest market already is the US market. 40% of our users come from there. And I think Australia is about 5%. So the US is by far the leader. This year we just launched in another 7 languages, and by the end of the year we'll be in 20 languages. So being internationalized and localized is incredibly important to Canada's success. But I think having a global mindset from day dot has been incredibly helpful for us. So we have a lot of investors from Silicon Valley. We have a lot of great investors from here in Australia as well. And so I think one of the most important things, if we were just focused on the Australian market, I think it would be a lot more challenging, because Australia isn't the biggest market in the world. We've got 20 million people in our country. But I think that having a global focused product that is accessible to everyone and offers a great experience is incredibly important. One of the most important things, I think, is solving a real problem that really affects people. So when I came up with the idea for Canva, I was actually at university and I was teaching design programs like Photoshop and InDesign, and students really struggled learning the very basics. And it became very apparent that in the future it was all going to be online and collaborative and much more simple. So I think that DNA of our company of solving a problem that affects a lot of people, that's really frustrating pain point, means that you'll be prepared for global success.
Could you tell us about your latest iPhone app? I find it very interesting, as most designers I know always use very large computer screens.
Yeah, so Canva is available on the web, so you can of course use it on your laptop or your computer. In 2014, we launched an iPad app, so you can design on the go. And just this week, we launched an iPhone app, which was incredibly exciting, so people can take Canva in their pocket wherever they go. So if they see an awesome photo and they want to create a design quickly and post it directly to social media, they can do that. So we're really finding a huge uptake already with small businesses and social media marketers who just require that flexibility and to design something awesome on the go. So in your pocket, you have access to all of our layouts and stock photos and can design everything from Facebook posts to social media graphics and blog posts and even posters just with your one finger. Changes in technology over the years that enables you to have so many crazy powers just in your pocket.
Have you travelled to Israel already?
I have travelled, but unfortunately not to Israel before.
Well, we invite you to visit Israel, the startup nation, and promise you are going to have a great time over there.
Thank you. It would be a pleasure.
Melanie Perkins, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Amit. Speak to you soon.